This is Tommy Charles. Doug Layton and I are, as you may have heard, leading a protest against the Beatles because of certain anti-Christian and anti-American statements they made, which appeared in a national teenage magazine. But this is your fight, not ours. We are only the leaders. If you, as an American teenager, are offended by statements from a group of foreign singers which strike at the very basis of our existence as God-fearing, patriotic citizens, then we urge you to take your Beatle records, pictures, and souvenirs to the pickup points about to be named, and on the night of the Beatles' appearance in Memphis, August 19th, they will be destroyed in a huge public bonfire at a place to be named soon. Stay tuned to Wacky for further developments.
Tom, what prompted this campaign?
We read in a national teenage magazine that John Lennon of the Beatles had been quoted as saying Christianity was on its way out and that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. And this is what started the whole thing about a week ago.
Doug, don't you think the Beatles have a right to express their opinion? How do you view this?
Why, yes, we don't deny them the right to express their opinion or feel the way they feel. But by the same token, we have the right to express our opinion on how we feel about how they feel about that.